USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kellogg's union workers are approving a new labor contract. Kellogg's and the bakery, confectionery, tobacco workers, and grain millers union both announced on Tuesday 1,400 workers will be back to work next week. The new labor contract is a five-year agreement that includes raises and better benefits. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is announcing he's deploying up to 500 of the state's National Guard to hospitals to help with the surge of COVID-19 cases amid a staffing shortage. Massachusetts Secretary of Health and Human Services Mary Lou Sutters explains how those troops will assist the hospitals.
We've lost 500 acute care beds in Massachusetts because of staffing shortages. So by providing the non-medical side of the Corps, we'll hopefully allow them the ability to open up additional beds.
USA Radio News.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Border Patrol agents in Yuma, Arizona, apprehended an illegal immigrant who allegedly has ties to terrorist groups. New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney reacts to the arrest on Fox Business.
We have heard, and it's been reported, that there are all kinds of people on the terror watch list coming across, and here's one who is impersonating a volunteer ambulance worker who's caught at the border, and that's how he gets across. And this is how simple and how easy it is.
Border agents previously arrested two Yemeni men who were on the U.S. terrorism watch list as they tried to cross into California from Mexico. The State Department says a group of 12 Christian missionaries who recently made it back to the United States weren't actually freed by members of a Haitian gang. They escaped. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries says the adults in the group decided to flee and made a daring escape. The gang kidnapped 17 missionaries in October. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People in the Lone Star State are reacting to their governor taking action to address the border crisis.
Texans are proud of their state's government for building a border wall, even if it does come at a cost to the state's taxpayers. State Representative Brian Harrison, a former chief of staff at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services during the Trump administration, said on Newsmax.
So I do think my friends, neighbors, colleagues, my constituents are proud to see their government standing up and doing something that is unprecedented. We have now a state stepping up, reallocating resources to secure the sovereignty and the integrity of the border of the United States. It's something that we need to do, and it's unfortunate we're here, but I'm very proud to be part of a state that's stepping up, fighting back against the federal government's inaction on the border.
The lawmaker added that the border is the main issue in Texas among voters. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Millions of Americans will be flying to spend Christmas with family and friends, and the TSA wants air travelers to know the best way to fly with gifts. Don't wrap them. They might get unwrapped before you even get on the plane. If a wrapped gift is in luggage that's flagged by TSA, it will be unwrapped, whether it's checked in or carry-on. It's best to keep your gifts in a bag or box that can easily be opened for inspection. You can separately pack gifts in tissue wrapping paper, ribbons, and tape, and then wrap up the presents when you reach your destination. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.